This is Diane back again, starting to record again. It is on Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. I'm happy to bring to you today 5 steps to defeat perfectionism once and for all. I'll be doing a series of articles coming directly from my book, How to Save Yourself. And just please follow, share, comment. Love to have your comments, what you would like to hear or have me talk about. Everything and anything is open, and I'd be waiting to hear from you. So let's get started on 5 steps to defeat perfectionism once and for all. I know that we have moments where we fall into a state of perfectionism. For some of us, this might happen kind of often. For others, it's kind of like reserved for special occasions, you know, where we can have a project or where we can't rest until we get it right. Some on occasions, you know, we have that super attention to detail. Yeah, and it's okay at times, but not all the time. It's when we make perfectionism like a way of our life, where it becomes a problem. Those are the times where we finally need to take charge of our lives and learn how to let go. So my suggestions, I'll give you 5 of them that may help you do this. So you need to start at the core. And while you're so wrapped up in perfectionism, you know, when you're in that space, you're truly trying to become a better person somehow, or you're just trying to impress someone else, or you want to kind of like meet expectations from those around you. And I can tell you that neither of those reasons are really healthy. It's unhealthy to have those thought patterns that you have to be perfect for other people, or you have to please other people. And you need to address both of these. And then the next one that I get is drop the should. The moment that you start using this word in a conversation, right, especially regarding your actions, you're already driving yourself crazy. You need to rewind yourself. You don't need to validation from anybody. I'll repeat that. You do not need validation from anyone. You're good just by being you. I know it sounds simple, but if you break it down and just realize that what you're saying is important because you're feeling that, and that is validation in itself. And I tell my clients, you need to rewrite the script that's going on in your head. What you're telling yourself as you throw yourself into this perfectionism mode, do you think it's the path to success? Or do you have other unrealistic expectations of the outcome? Those are 2 pretty good questions you need to ask yourself. And then that's where you need to switch it up and have this self-talk conversation with yourself and get out of any negative spaces and any unrealistic outcomes that you're putting out there. Now, sometimes people put these expectations on achieving these high goals and you can't attain them because, you know, maybe something happens or something gets in the way or you get diverted off the path and then you beat yourself up because you didn't meet the goal that you set. So be gentle and be kind with yourself. You can't have everything. Why can't you have everything, I guess, in a way? You know, everything. So I would ask you, wouldn't it feel better to celebrate where you are right now in this moment and all that effort that you've been putting into other things, that you celebrate where you are right here, right now? That makes a big difference if you can stay in the present and come out of the past and come out of the future and come into the now and just celebrate the things that you did achieve and the things that you know you are going to. So just kind of like stay here. And definitely I can tell you that you need to show yourself some mercy. Perfectionism never allows for excuses. If you can't succeed, you're automatically a failure. By chasing imperfection, you learn the value of self-forgiveness, right? And the ability to let go of your mistakes. In favor, you can embrace the lessons that you learn from them. And that's so, so, so important, my friends. Embrace the lessons that you learn. And it's okay not to be perfect. I know that you wouldn't think these steps are also very important, you know, when you first hear them. You know, it's like, after all, you think that you're chasing, you know, imperfection is worth, you know, after all, is chasing imperfection worthwhile? That's what I would ask you. Is chasing imperfection worthwhile? And I would say, you're not really chasing it, but you're not giving an outcome, or you're not expecting an outcome anymore, perfection. And you're allowing yourself, basically giving yourself permission not to be perfect, but just whatever happens, happens, as long as you did your best. And you don't have to be perfect. It's too much of a stress, too much of a frustration, and it wears on you, and it lowers your vibration, and it really attacks your energy. I can tell you that the answer is resounding. Yes, perfection is what pulls us away from others and gets us so tangled up inside with worry and stress about getting these things right that we truly negatively impact our mental and physical health. With this in mind, I want to tell you, it's time that we let it go, enjoy life for ourselves, you know, once and for all. You know, let's pull away from what the status quo says that we have to be. Just be you. You're perfectly imperfect the way you are. That's what makes you and I and everybody else so unique, just being ourselves. And it's okay not to always have to dot the I's or cross the T's. You know, that's what makes also too for good conversation with other people. Just being human, we make mistakes. And making mistakes is where we learn lessons for the betterment of ourselves. So embrace yourself, love yourself today, and just know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be and doing what you absolutely have to do for the betterment of you. Take perfection out of the equation. This way you can enjoy your life and enjoy what you're doing right now, because right now is all that matters. And I thank you for listening to me today, and I'll be coming to you weekly with new topics. And again, please like, share with a friend or someone you know that needs this. And if any time you care to drop me a comment, which I love comments, I love to have commentary, I would love to cover a topic that you would like for me to cover. And I thank you again. This is Diane Cesano coming to you from Mira Mira, the Unapologetic Podcast. Light and love to you all, and I'll talk to you again next week.